This is Lake Effect from 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR. Thanks for tuning in today. I'm Joy Powers. The dairy state is facing a dairy crisis, and the pandemic has made things much worse. Already, the state's dairy heritage has been threatened by incredibly low milk prices and farm closures. But the coronavirus pandemic has led to farmers taking drastic measures, dumping unwanted milk into manure piles, and fearing for their futures. Sherry and Ryan Klusendorf are on the front lines of this issue. They own Broadlands Grass Farm in Medford, Wisconsin, and Ryan is on the board for the Wisconsin Farm Bureau Federation. As a state leader in the industry, Ryan says he's spending most of his days on the phone trying to figure out how to help the state's flailing dairy farmers. That's, of course, when he isn't taking care of his own cows. I spoke with the Klusendorfs last week, and after this interview was recorded, their barn burned down. Everyone, including the animals, are safe, and the Klusendorfs' cows have been taken into another facility. With that said, here is our conversation with them. Sherry and Ryan, thank you both so much for joining us here on Lake Effect.
Yeah, no problem. We're always willing to share our story.
So the pandemic has been really difficult for all of us, but it seems especially difficult for dairy farmers right now. You guys have already been facing a lot of challenges with the price of milk. Has the pandemic exacerbated some of these issues?
Yes, the pandemic has definitely magnified it and put a lot more hurt on the agriculture sector here just recently. Prices have dropped drastically to points where it's not even feasible to operate a business anymore underneath these prices. It's tough. We thought we were at the turnaround to have a good year this year, and it, in the blink of an eye, snap of the fingers, it changed that quickly.
How are you guys coping through this pretty drastic change?
I would say it's been a challenge for us. I am currently working from home, so I don't leave the office. Our kids obviously are home from school, so they're online doing online schooling all the time. So the Wi-Fi, of course, is stressed to the max. Plus, we have tons of phone calls, and we haven't really gotten that first really bad milk check yet. You still have that hope that the milk check will come and it'll cover the bills, but we don't know. And so it's the fear of the unknown right now, for me at least.
Yeah. Is that something that you're hearing from a lot of farmers right now?
Yeah, we are. It's really the unknowns, uncertainty. You don't know what to do. You don't know what the government's done in the CARES stimulus package, what's all in it for the farmers, how to go forward. It's just unknowns. Nobody knows what to do. We're at the time of the year where we need to start making purchases to put seed in the ground, to feed animals, to grow crops, to sell for human consumption, for animal consumption. You know, nobody knows what to do anymore. They don't know if they should spend the money to do it, but when you're farming, you got to. You can't wait. You got to spend the money and to grow the feed for your animals you got to care for. So it's extremely tough right now. It's hard. You know, I'm in a position where I'm in a leadership role in the Wisconsin Farm Bureau State General Ag Organization. I'm on the phone practically the majority of the day when I got to be outside taking care of our business. But it's important to stay involved and let people know what's actually going on, that things need to turn around quick. Otherwise, we lost farms at a rapid rate last year, and it's going to be devastating this year because this time, they're going to go out and nobody's going to come back from this.
I mean, that's the big fear here. And something you just brought up, I mean, you still have to go out and feed the cows. You still have to milk them. The last time we talked, I mean, a big thing that you mentioned was the cows always go to work. They're never not at work. How are you dealing with still keeping up your business amid all of this change?
It's tough. I mean, you got animals to take care of, and that's what we do. You got to get up every day and still go at it, even though you know you're not making the money to put food on the table for your own family, but you still go out and do it because you got to care for those animals, and you know you need to get the food out there for your neighbors and the families in your communities. And I also want to make it known that there is no shortage of food in the United States. There's no shortage of milk products. There's no shortage of beef. It's all there. So when you see these news articles of milk being dumped, it's because there is no shortage. There's an oversupply right now. There's nowhere to go with it. That's the last resort, and nobody wants to do that.
I mean, that has to be difficult. Of course, there have been, I think you're referencing the Journal Sentinel article about dumping milk. That has to be very frustrating that you're going out, you're taking care of your cows, and part of that is milking them, and then to just throw that down the drain seems incredibly upsetting.
Well, that's your source of income, to feed your own families, to pay your bills, to pay the bills that you owe to the co-op so that they can pay their employees. Like, that's your source of income, and you're dumping it into a manure pit. And it's like you've just lost your entire income. And so there's a lot of stress out there. And we thought it was stressful before. I would say the stress is magnified by 100 now, because there's so many unknowns of what's going to happen. And if you get your milk check, is there going to be a letter from your plant in there saying, we need you to cut back. We need you to cut back 20%. We need you to cut back 7%, whatever that co-op is saying that they need you to do. What people don't understand is, yes, it's 7% of your milk production, but it's also 7% of your income. And when you already have low income, and then you start cutting that by 7% or 20% or whatever the percent that they decide to implement on their patrons, like, that's another huge hit. And if you don't have somebody who works off the farm who still is considered an essential employee, you've lost two incomes.
Yeah, it seems like when last we talked, you, of course, have a job outside of the farm, Sherry, but that's not always the case for dairy farmers in Wisconsin. Is that right?
That's right. I would say maybe 50% have a job off the farm versus everybody just being on the farm. And then if they're not an essential employee, they probably don't have a job now to begin with. So it's just going to make it that much worse.
A question I had about dairy farms, I think you guys mostly take care of your farm yourselves, but others rely on outside help. Are those people still able to come into work?
Yep. Those individuals that work on other farms, if you have an employee on your farm, they are able to still come to work. They would fall under the essential employee category.
Okay. As we move forward with, you know, the stimulus package that has come out of Congress, Ryan, do we have a clear idea of if there's money in there for farmers to help farmers?
There was money set aside in the CARES stimulus bill for agriculture. It's still up in the air where it's going and what it's going to be used for at this point, because there's different sectors of agriculture. There's farmers that grow vegetables. There's farmers that grow corn and soybeans and wheat. There's farmers that have beef, and there's dairy farmers. So it all depends right now who speaks up the loudest and says we need this money the most, where it gets earmarked and who it goes to. All aspects are important, and everybody's in the same boat right now that is suffering financially.
Yeah. I think a lot of people are going to listen to this conversation and ask themselves, you know, what can I do? What can I do to help local dairy farmers? So what would you say to them?
Really, some of the main things they could do is, if their grocery store is limiting dairy products or meat or anything, ask them to please lift those limitations in the stores, because there is not a shortage. Right now, it's mainly a logistics issue getting stuff there, because there's so many people buying all at once, you know, not knowing what was going to happen. Everybody wanted to make sure they had food to put on their tables. So do that. Buy milk. buy cheese, buy butter, buy beef. You know, the U.S. has the most abundant and safe food source in the entire world, and we want to make sure those farmers are still here to grow the food for you, and that we don't have to import it from another country and not know how it's been raised or where it's come from or what standards they have to follow. So we want to make sure we have those farmers still here in the U.S. to do that once we get through this. I mean, this morning I found out that a farmer died by suicide last night. I mean, these are the grim realities that are going on out there. It's going to continue to happen because nobody knows what to do anymore. That, you know, I mean, everybody wants to be considered essential in their job they do. You know, everybody needs to eat. So I don't want to say the farmer's the best out there, but the farmers are truly the essential people. And what we're getting paid right now doesn't make us feel that we're essential.
And we really, I would say, like, especially in this instance, when you're on a farm like our own, I mean, we've already looked at where we're going to cut expenses. Okay, what are we going to cut back on? How are we going to have enough money to plant? How are we going to have enough money to rent acres? Like, how are we going to get the feed for our cattle? Like, we're starting to plan all that out. And that's what a lot of large farms are doing. So you start to cut things. It's just the way it is. And that's essentially what happened to this gentleman. Was he was raising animals for another farm and was cut. That farm decided to raise their own animals to save money and took his income away. And he just decided that it wasn't worth living through that. So it's just really important that we help other people understand that everybody's important. Everybody is essential to making the world go around. And we just need to make sure that we're not leaving people behind. And that when we're making these decisions and these really tough decisions on what is best for us, that we're also giving support to the things that we're cutting and saying, like, you know, I'm sorry I'm cutting this, but I have to do this for me, but let me help you in this other way, would just be really important to express to the general public.
Sherry and Ryan Klusendorf are the owners of Broadlands Grass Farm in Medford, Wisconsin. Ryan is also on the Wisconsin Farm Bureau Federation's board of directors, and Sherry works for Reister and Schnell, a John Deere dealership. As we mentioned earlier, after this interview was recorded last week, the Klusendorf's barn burned down. Everyone is safe, but they're asking that people keep the family in their thoughts or prayers. You can find more information about that at wuwm.com. You're listening to Lake Effect on Milwaukee's NPR. You can hear more interviews like this one by visiting the Lake Effect page at wuwm.com.